同学们大家好，欢迎回到第十单元国情报告。我们这一讲呢，主要是学习英译汉释义。这一部分呢，也是一个大会发言。我们进行释义技巧的练习的时候呢，首先呢是通读原文，要尽快的浏览，然后尽快的捕捉到它句子的核心思想是什么，然后它的句子的主干成分是什么。同时呢，我们可以边读的时候呢，边做一些笔记或者说是勾号。我们在进行翻译的时候呢，尽量采用顺序驱动的形式，因为呢，在做释义的时候呢，我们要尽量把看到的先翻出来。同时，我们要注意到呢，保持句子的通顺完整，一气呵成，不要来回的反复。溢出的部分呢，不要再收回，尽量避免反复修改。好，我们看一下，先看一下英译汉部分的原文。大家呢，五分钟时间看一下，可以适当的做一些记号，找出句子的主干成分、核心思想。这个时候呢，大家可以先按下暂停，然后我们再回来呢，讲解一下这篇文章的翻译。好，我们先来看一下原文的翻译。Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, at our party conference last year, I said the task to change the national attitude of mind was the most challenging to face for any British administration since the war. 这句话的主干成分呢，主语是我 I， 谓语是 said， 后面呢是宾语从句。宾语从句的主语呢是 the task， 任务。什么的任务呢？ To change the national attitude of mind， 转变全国的态度，这一个任务。表语是 the most challenging， 是最富有挑战性的。对谁来说呢？ For any British administration since the war， 是战后任何一届英国政府来说是最富挑战性的。整个这句话呢，我们可以翻译成，在去年的党大会上我说过，对战后英国政府来说最大的挑战就是转变全国的态度。在这里呢，我们使用的是转换了句子的成分的技巧，把句子的核心思想转变全国的态度呢，在这里我们使用的是句子句式的调整。我们也可以呢用另外一种方法，就是直接顺序驱动，我们可以这么翻译。在去年的党大会上我说，转变全国的态度对战后的任何一届英国政府来说都是最富有挑战性的。下一句， Now challenge is exhilarating， 当前挑战是令人振奋的， exhilarating， 令人振奋的。 This week we at the conference here discussed the achievements, the setbacks and the work that lies ahead. This week we at the conference here， 这是一个短语，我们可以呢，名词短语在这里我们可以把它单独成句。看到的呢先翻，本周我们在此举行了大会。 Discuss the achievements, setbacks and work that lies ahead， 我们可以另外单独成句，同时呢采用增词的技巧。我们讨论了取得的成果、面临的困难以及未来的工作。 Our debates have been stimulating and our criticism has been constructive， 我们的讨论是热烈的，批评是富有建设性的。 This week has demonstrated that we are a party united in purpose, strategy and resolve, and we actually like one another。 这一句话呢有一个难点的部分，就是 we are a party united in purpose, strategy and resolve， 我们是一个团结的政党。在什么方面？在我们政党的目标、战略以及决心方面是团结的。所以说的话，我们在这个呢之前呢，可以先做一下功课，想想看看我们可以怎么翻。在这里给大家一个建议，我们可以翻成同思共进、精诚团结。我们是一个同思共进、精诚团结的政党。所以呢，整个这句话我们可以翻译成，这周表明我们的党是同思共进、精诚团结的政党。And we actually like one another， 我们相互欣赏。 When I'm asked for a detailed forecast of what will happen in the coming months or years, I remember these words. When I'm asked for a detailed forecast of what will happen in the coming month or years, 在原文中呢是一个时间状语，我们可以把它，这是一个时间状语从句，翻成中文的时候呢，我们可以把它翻成一个并列和后面的句子是并列关系的句子，我们可以翻译成有人曾要我对未来进行详细的预测。I remember these words. 我记得我说过这些话。I remember these words. 我记起了，我想起了这些话。Never prophecy, especially about future. 不要预测，尤其是不要预测未来。Especially about future. 我们可以用真实的说法，加重复一个预测，不要预测未来。Because there is even more at stake than some had realized. Even more, 在这里 more 指的是 more at stake, 有更大的风险 than some had realized, than some had realized, 有一些人意识到的风险还要更多更大，所以呢我们可以翻译成风险比人们料想的还要多。 There are many things to be done.To set the nation on the road to recovery, and I do not mean economic recovery alone, but a new independence of spirit and a zest for achievement. 这句话呢，主要是有两个核心意思。第一个核心意思呢，是 There are many things to be done to set this nation on the road to recovery. 翻译这部分的时候呢，我们可以采用调整的语序调整的技巧。To set the nation on the road to recovery 是目的状语，我们可以翻译成要使我国重振雄风，还有许多事情需要做。 And I do not mean economic recovery alone 在这里呢并不仅仅是经济的复苏， But a new independence of spirit and the zest for achievement 而是指一种新的独立的精神和对成就事业的渴望。这里呢我们也使用了真实法，不是而是一种新的独立精神和对成就事业的渴望。 Achievement 我们翻译成成就事业。 It's sometimes said that because of our past, we as a people expect too much and set our sights too high. It is sometimes said that 是一个被动语态的句子，我们可以翻译成主动语态。不时会有这样一种说法， Because of our past， 因为啊我们的过去， As a people 作为一个民族， Expect too much and set our sights too high， 我们的期望太高，目标太高。所以呢这句话我们可以顺着直译，不时会有这样一种说法，因为我们的过去，作为一个民族，我们期望太高，目标太高，或者说是如果我们有时间的话呢，可以采取一种意义的手法，我们可以把它翻译成不时有这样一种说法，历史造就我们成为太好高骛远的一类人。当然了，我们如果是在示意的时候没有充足的时间，可能是很难想到第二种意义的方法，我们采取直译的手法就可以了。Mr. Chairman, that is not the way I see it. 主席先生，我并不这么认为。Rather, it seems to me that throughout my life in politics, our ambitions have steadily shrunk. 相反 ,throughout my life in politics, 在我的政治生涯中，这是状语。It seems to me, 这是主干成分。对我来说好像是这样的。是宾语从句是什么？ Ambitions have steadily shrunk. 我们的雄心呢正在缩减，我们可以翻译成我们已经雄心不在。整个这句话呢，我们运用语序调整的技巧，可以翻译成在我的整个政治生涯中，似乎是我们已经雄心不在了。One response to disappointment has not been to lessen our stride. Our response to disappointment has not been to lengthen our stride, but to shorten the distance to be covered. 这句话比较复杂，也许也比较难。Our response to disappointment 是一个名词短语，在这里呢，我们可以把它直接翻译成一个句子，名词短语转变成句子。遭受到失望以后，名词变动词，遭受到失望以后，动词短语句。Has not been lengthen our stride. Lengthen our stride 就是加大步伐，我们可以采用增词的这种手法翻译成加大前进的步伐。But to shorten the distance to be covered 什么意思呢？直译就是说我们前进的步伐反而缩短了，我们可以意译成我们反而萎缩不前。整个这句话我们可以翻译成遭受到失望以后，我们非但没有加大前进的步伐，反而萎缩不前了。 But with confidence in ourselves and in our future, what a nation we could be. 这句话呢有两层意思。 With confidence in ourselves and our future, 只要我们对自己对未来充满信心，这一部分呢翻译成一个条件状语。 What a nation we could be. 我们可以成为一个伟大的国家。这一部分呢是句子的核心成分。 Now we face many problems, but I'm confident that they too will yield to the firm yet fair approach, which has already proved so much more effective than the previous government's 5 years of procrastination. 这一段话其实也是一句话，非常的长，所以呢碰到长句子的时候呢，我们先分清楚它的主干意思，以及呢主干结构以及它所要传达的主要意思。这句话的主语是 I am confident 表语 that 从句 they too will yield to they 指的是 problems 这些问题呢 yield to 本身表示是屈服让步的意思，比如说 the government has not yielded to public opinion 政府没有向舆论让步 yield to the firm yet fair approach yield to approach向什么方法让步呢？ firm 指的是强有力的、公正的。原因呢是我相信这些问题呢会因为公正的、强有力的方法而得以解决的意思。让步 yield to 我们翻译成得以解决，所以呢这里我们采用的是意义的手法。Which has already proved to so much more effective than the previous government's 5 years of procrastination. 这是个定语从句，修饰 approach. 我们可以把这个定语从句呢单独成句。事实证明，这些方法比上届政府长达5年的拖延有效得多。整个这一段呢，我们可以翻译成：现在我们面临很多问题。我相信只要采取公正强有力的方法就会得以解决。事实证明这些方法比上届政府长达5年的拖延有效得多。翻译这一句的时候呢，我们首先要采用拆分的技巧，把长句拆分，我们的定语从句呢单独成句。我们同时也采用了意义的手法 yield to 屈服让步，我们翻译成得以解决。下一段 No doubt there will be unexpected twists in the road ahead, but with wisdom and resolution we reach our goal. 这句话是一个并列句，两个并列成分。第一部分是 No doubt there will be unexpected twists in the road ahead. Twist指的是曲折的意思，就是挫折、曲折。毫无疑问，前进的道路上还会有困难。毫无疑问，前进道路上还会有曲折。But with wisdom and resolution, with 是一个介词短语，在这里呢，我们翻译的时候呢，运用的是词性转换的技巧，凭着。但是凭着我们的智慧和决心，我们可以实现目标。I believe we will show the wisdom.And you may be certain that we will show the resolution. 这句话呢也是含有两个并列的成分。第一层的意思的是 We will show the wisdom. 我们会发挥智慧 Show the wisdom. 发挥智慧。 You may be certain, 你们也可以呢，确定。We will show the resolution, 我们可以翻译成，你们也会看到，我们有决心。我相信，我们会发挥智慧，你们也会看到我们的决心。下一部分， Mr. Chairman, in his warm-hearted and generous speech, our Prime Minister said that when people are called upon to lead great nations, they must look into the hearts and minds of the people whom they seek to govern. 这句话很长，同样呢，我们把这个长句的主干成分找出来，看看它所传达的主要意思是什么。主语呢是 our Prime Minister, 我们的首相 said,说，这是谓语，宾语呢是代名词的从句。When people are called upon to lead great nations, people 指的是领导人，领导人一旦被召唤来领导伟大的国家，这是一个条件状语从句。在翻成中文的时候呢，我们可以把这个条件状语翻成一个短语，就直接翻成是伟大国家的领导者，翻成一个名词短语。 They must look into the hearts and minds of people whom they govern. They 只是这些领导， look into 要体察要了解， heart and minds 这我们采用的是概括法， heart and minds 就是指的民心就可以了，所思所想， heart and minds of the people民心，就直接翻译成民心就可以了。在这里我们采用的是概括的手法，Heart and mind 我们不必重复翻译，就直接翻译成思想就可以了。Whom they seek to govern, 他们所治理的人民的想法，定语从句 Whom they seek to govern 在翻译时候我们可以省略不用翻译。整个这句话我们可以翻译成，主席先生首相在他热情慷慨的演讲中提到，伟大国家的领导者一定要体察民心。 I would add that those who seek to govern must in turn be willing to allow their hearts and minds to lie open to the people. 这句话的主干成分的是 I would add, 我要补充的是 that 宾语从句。 Those who seek to govern, 同样呢我们可以翻译成这些领导者们 must in turn be willing to allow their hearts and minds to lie open to the people, 也必须向人们敞开心扉，就是一方面呢，他们要了解人们的所思所想，另一方面呢，他们也要让人民了解到他们自己的想法是什么。 This afternoon, I have tried to set before you some of my most deeply held convictions and beliefs. 这句话的主干成分是I tried to set, 宾语呢是 some of my most deeply held convictions and beliefs, 宾语是 convictions and beliefs, 同样呢我们可以采用概括性的翻译手法，就直接翻成信念就可以了。今天下午我想向大家说明深埋在我心中的信念，或者说是今天下午我想向大家说明深植在我心中的信念。 This party which I'm privileged to serve and this government which I'm honored and proud to lead are engaged in the massive task of restoring confidence and stability to our people. 这句话的主干成分呢，主语是两个 the party and the government, 这个政党这届政府，谓语呢是 engage in,宾语是呢 task, 后面呢带了一个 of 引导的介词短语作为定语。 The party which I'm privileged to serve, 这个政党我非常荣幸能为之服务，这届政府我非常自豪的领导了他。Are engaged in 可以翻译成致力于， the massive task 可以翻译成艰巨的任务，正致力于这个艰巨的任务。后面呢我们可以把它断开，因为呢如果我们采取顺义的话呢，把看到的呢尽量的先印，所以的话呢我们可以把断开，致力于这个艰巨的任务。 后面的定语从地语从句呢，我们翻译成中文的状语，以恢复人民的信心及稳定的生活。 stability 稳定，在这里呢我们用加词的手法把它的原意翻译出来，在这里是指的是稳定的生活。在原文进行对这个文对这一句话进行整体翻译的时候呢，我们把这个插入语啊，我们可以采取前置的手法，虽然呢这和我们的这个顺义的思想原则呢是不太一致的，但是我们把它这前置的话会更顺畅一些。我们可以翻译成，我有幸为之服务的党派和自豪领导者的政府。我们可以把它翻译成，我有幸所服务的党派和自豪的领导的政府，正致力于一个艰巨的任务，以恢复人民的信心和稳定的生活。 I have always known that task was vital. Since last week, it has become even more vital than ever. The task was vital. 这个任务呢是很重要的，就是我们可以用个四字词语来表示举足轻重。我明白这个任务是举足轻重的。Since last week, it has become even more vital than ever. 自从上周以来，它变得日益重要了。Let us dedicate with a new urgency our every ounce of energy and moral strength to rebuild the fortunes of this nation. 这句话，这是一个祈使句。主语呢是，这是一个祈使句，让我们它的核心成分呢是 Let us dedicate energy and strength to rebuild the free nation. 就是这句话的核心成分，我们要贡献出自己的所有的身心的力量， Every ounce of energy， 所有的体力， And moral strength， 精神的力量，我们可以翻译成身心的力量，To rebuild the fortunes of this free nation， 重建这个国家的命运， fortunes 命运。With a new urgency 是一个介词短语，我们在翻译的时候呢，可以使它单独成句，可以翻译成让我们采取紧迫的行动，为重建这个自由的国家贡献出全部的身心力量。If we were to fail, that freedom could be imperiled. 如果我们失败了，自由会遭到威胁。Imperial, 面临危险。So, let us resist the blandishments of the faint hearts. Let us ignore the howls and threats of the extremists.Let us stand together and do our duty, and we shall not fail. 要翻译出这一句呢，我们先要把一些生词的意思弄清楚。Blandishment， Blandishment 指的是诱惑，甜言蜜语的意思。举一个例子， Her blandishments won't change my mind. 她的甜言蜜语也改变不了我的主意。The blandishments of the faint heart.Faint heart 就是指意志力不坚强，意志软弱。这部分我们可以翻译成，我们要抵制那些软弱意志的诱惑。Let us ignore the howls and threats of extremists. Howl and the threat， 这也是一种比喻的说法，我们可以把它翻译成叫嚣和威胁。我们无视那些极端主义者的叫嚣和威胁。 Let us stand together and do our duty. 我们肩并肩， stand together， 共同努力，肩并肩， do our duty， 同担重任。 And we shall not fail， 我们一定会胜利。最后这一部分呢，我们采用的是反义的手法，它原文呢是一个否定的形式，翻译成中文的时候呢，我们转换成肯定的形式，我们一定会胜利。好，第九单元国情报告的这一部分的第二讲就结束了。同样呢，我给大家放一下原文的磁带。 请大家呢在听磁带之前呢先把这个段子练熟，练个5遍到10遍。就是熟到什么程度呢？就是你看着这个原文就能比较自如的，而且不间断的把这个原文译成中文。做到这一点呢，我们就可以开始来进行下一部分的练习，就也就是第三段的练习。我们边听边看原文边进行翻译。好，现在我给大家放一下磁带。
Message 2 English Teaching Lens Interpretation Text Interpreting. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, at our party conference last year, I said the task to change the national attitude of mind was the most challenging to face for any British administration since the war. Now challenge is exhilarating.This week, we, at the conference here, discussed the achievements, the setbacks, and the work that lies ahead. Our debates have been stimulating, and our criticism has been constructive. This week has demonstrated that we are a party united in purpose, strategy, and resolve. And we actually like one another. When I am asked for a detailed forecast of what will happen in the coming months or years,I remember these words, never prophesy, especially about the future, because there is even more at stake than some have realized. There are many things to be done to set this nation on the road to recovery, and I do not mean economic recovery alone, but a new independence of spirit and the zest for achievement. It is sometimes said that because of our past, we as a people,expect too much and set our sights too high. Mr. Chairman, that is not the way I see it. Rather, it seems to me that throughout my life in politics, our ambitions have steadily shrunk. Our response to disappointment has not been to lengthen our stride, but to shorten the distance to be covered. But with confidence in ourselves and in our future, what a nation we could be.Now we face many problems, but I am confident that they too will yield to the firm yet fair approach which has already proved so much more effective than the previous government's 5 years of procrastination. No doubt there will be unexpected twists in the road ahead, but with wisdom and resolution, we reach our goal. I believe we will show the wisdom, and you may be certain that we will show the resolution.Mr. Chairman, in his warm-hearted and generous speech, our Prime Minister said that when people are called upon to lead great nations, they must look into the hearts and minds of the people whom they seek to govern. I would add that those who seek to govern must in turn be willing to allow their hearts and minds to lie open to the people. This afternoon I have tried to set before you some of my most deeply held convictions and beliefs.This party, which I am privileged to serve, and this government, which I am proud to lead, are engaged in the massive task of restoring confidence and stability to our people. I have always known that task was vital. Since last week, it has become even more vital than ever. Let us dedicate with a new urgency our every ounce of energy and moral strength to rebuild the fortunes of this free nation.If we were to fail, that freedom could be imperiled. So let us resist the blandishments of the faint hearts. Let us ignore the howls and threats of the extremists. Let us stand together and do our duty, and we shall not fail.
好，这一讲就结束了，谢谢大家。